Hey guys, welcome to a special edition of the Space Between podcast. First, I want to say happy 420. And if that means nothing to you, yeah, happy 420. I've got a couple guys with me. Guys, introduce who are you? If no one is watching this and they're just listening, who in the world are you?
Oh man, Ridge Richter from Columbus, Ohio.
Ron Messina from Marlboro, New Jersey.
Guys, thank you so much for joining me for this special show. So like I said, this is the 420 Space Between podcast. So, you know, I'll just go ahead and throw a disclaimer out right now. Like, if weed offends you, this might not be the episode for you to listen to. So, you know, go a little bit past this or go back a little bit. There's like 90 something episodes. So just maybe skip this one. But if weed is your deal, I have some things I want to say first before we really get into this episode. Here we go. Let's see. Hey guys. I mean, I don't know if these are like so popular that maybe you know who said this, but okay. Let me read this one. When you smoke the herb, it reveals you to yourself.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. That's right. Oh my God. I read that and I literally did not know who said that. I love that.
Fun fact, I have that exact quote with his face hanging above my bed in my room right now.
Oh my God. Okay, well, perfect. So obviously that is a statement that you'll stand by. That when 100%. You smoke, it reveals you to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad, but it's always 100% accurate. I feel like. Mm-hmm. I feel like it is. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Herb is the healing of a nation. Alcohol is the destruction. That one's going to be kind of messy and maybe like, whoa, yeah. But Bob Marley said that too. He really believed in the healing powers of marijuana. And that's definitely my stance. Obviously, that's not everybody, but happy 420, guys. I want to celebrate this day every year because our country is finally in a place where there are a lot of states where this is not only deemed medicinal, but recreational, right? That those walls are finally coming down because people are listening to the science behind this herb. I am such a big advocate. If you don't know, as a profession, I am a nurse. I have studied a lot about this medication and that we are giving it in the medical world. And if you did not know that, you need to study a little bit more about this amazing, amazing plant. So happy 420, guys. So that's not what this episode is going to be about, but we had to throw it out there because honestly, like, it's here, right? Like, we have to celebrate.
What a better way to do it.
That's exactly right. I have to say that like Ridge and I have bonded over the years because of weed. Like he's got good shit. I've got good shit. Obviously we come from different states. So I'm like, okay, dude, you've got to try like this Arkansas or you've got to try like this Oklahoma. And then Ridge is like, look what I got from here. I mean, like I love the exchange and maybe that's like whatever, but like I feel like our viewpoints are, you know, we believe in it. And so we should celebrate.
Yeah,
celebrate. We will.
It's helped several people close to me, including my own mom. So I've done my own research and I believe in it as well. So it does have some healing powers to it for sure.
It really does. And I'm not talking about hocus pocus like stuff. I'm talking about like actual science. And so
absolutely.
I encourage you to at least be open-minded. That's the best thing I think we can be in life in general is we can have our beliefs and our core values. But I think you should be open-minded about everything. At least be willing to hear other people. If it doesn't make sense to you and you don't like it, cool, whatever. At least you heard their perspective. And so guys, 420, happy 420. I hope that you celebrate with friends and family. Okay, so guys, we have a countdown going. Everybody right now is talking about Europe. Everyone, you know, Europe. We love watching those shows. I've had the pleasure of watching, honestly, I've probably watched in full maybe one. It's a tough time because I work nights and I sleep days, so it's tough for me. Have you guys caught any of the shows in Europe via Couch Tour?
Yeah. Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Rich. I have not. Only not for lack of interest, but only because I don't know how to use the internet too well. but I sometimes like it pops up and I press it, and there's people singing through my phone. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
so I heard maybe a song or two, but it seems like a good time.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it couldn't be a bad time with the Dave Matthews Band. And if you don't know what the Couch Tour is, it is a group on Facebook. It's free, as most groups are, I think. You just maybe have to answer a few questions. But if you're looking for a way to watch the Dave Matthews Band live, you probably know the answers to these simple questions. So you just get in, and then that gives you the ability to watch almost any live show around the globe when it comes to the Dave Matthews Band. So we are so thankful for that group and for the people that use their arm muscles as much as they do holding their cameras up, because I know that I could not do it.
I watched Amsterdam and I watched Berlin last night. I believe that's where they were. Uh-huh. And you're right. Those streamers, there's a few individuals that have been to most of the shows over there, and they're really putting 100% effort into making sure we can see the shows, you know, at odd times of the day. You know, it's weird watching a show at 2 p.m, but, you know, it's what it is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just super thankful because, you know, sometimes I just need a fucking break. Can I get an amen? Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Sometimes I'm just like, okay, I need some Dave right now. And it's nice in these times of year, even though I'm not there. Obviously, we can't be at every show because we're just normal people that have to have jobs and, you know, show up every day.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be able to pull out your phone, which I think most people do have a source to get on the internet, whether that's a phone or a public computer, whatever. But you have the ability to watch these shows for free. And that's a free concert ticket, guys. And I say that I think you can count. If you watch the full show on the Couch Tour, I think you can count it as a show you've been too.
I think somebody was talking about that today. They're like, do we count shows that we see online?
I mean it really ups our numbers.
We'd be our numbers be huge right now for sure.
We've been all over the world to see the Dave Matthews Band.
I mean, after this month,
It's been a crazy, these boys, I don't know how they're doing it. I mean, the band age obviously is, we got 50s, 60s. How old is Stefan? Is he like late 40s? Do y'all know?
Yeah, I 50s? Think he's a couple years older than me. I think he's 48-ish.
Okay, so that's the youngest baby of the group, correct? Right? So
yeah, he's the youngest.
Got some grown-ass dads up there killing it, right? And so they have not stopped. They just have not stopped. And I don't know how they're doing it, but we're just so thankful that they are continuing to do it, because they get through with their tour in Europe, which ends basically at the beginning of May, I think, is their last stop in Europe. And then maybe 2 weeks off, if that, before, you know, they open the US tour in Tampa. And so we are going to talk a lot about Tampa, and we're going to talk a little bit about West Palm Beach, but we're going to talk a lot about the first stop, which I know a lot of people are excited for. It's a whole different, I don't know, it's a whole different excitement, especially like on the internet, all the keyboard warriors. They're like, they're ready. They're so fucking ready, right? So, Ridge, Rob, tell us like behind the scenes what you guys have been doing through our off season to get ready for Tampa.
Well, I mean, I've been putting a lot of contacts out there, and been contacting a lot of different rooms and venues across the mostly the Midwest. Tampa, one of the ones that I've decided to try this year. I saw that really nobody was putting effort maybe into doing a meetup yet. So I was like, well, this might be my time to just give it a shot and put my magic touch onto this, you know, onto the Night Zero. I've never done a Night Zero tour opener party. So I'm really fortunate and grateful that I was able to be able to pull this off for us this year.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Space Between podcast. If you've been listening to this podcast and you just interjected and said, hey, what about this? Or does she know this? I have an opportunity for you. I now have a new Google voicemail that you can call and leave interesting information, fan information about the Dave Matthews Band. So if you have trivia, tips, ticket tips, please call my Google voicemail. It's simply 479-259-1630. I'd love to even have a shout out to your group, to your friends, to other fans of the Dave Matthews Band for a chance to be spotlighted on an upcoming episode of the Space Between podcast. So again, 479-259-1630. And let's go back into this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I am so excited that I didn't realize this was your first time to do an opener.
Yeah, no. I've never done an opener for a tour party. So I'm really excited to be able to do it this year.
I do want to talk a little bit about your history before we do. I guess before we jump into Tampa, and especially that it is a tour opening party, which just the anticipation of a tour opener party is slightly elevated than any of the others, right? Because it's like it's the beginning, right? So let's talk about your history, because if someone's listening to this and they've never this is fine. You're from Columbus, Ohio. Maybe they've never met you, never heard of you. And what in the hell is a Night Zero party? So let's talk about what this looks like, what the concept is, and then kind of walk us through when you started doing these. Because I will say, I don't know what he's going to say, but I will say Ridge is known in the fan world of the Dave Matthews Band. He throws some of the best parties because he loves this band. He loves the fans, and he just wants to make sure that everyone is welcomed. And I've heard from different people, because, you know, this podcast is I'm talking to the fans, and his name comes up over and over. Rob, you are like right there. Your name comes up a lot too on my podcast. But Ridge, I've heard people say things like, when he talks to me, I feel like no one else is in the room. And so I think that speaks volumes for you and your character and your love for the fan base, but also this band. So when did you throw your very first meetup, and what is a meetup?
Yeah. The first meetup I ever did was in 2009, River Bend in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it wasn't really even a meetup. I pulled into the parking lot with a group of friends. We were going to the show. We started to tailgate a little bit. This is when River Bend actually let you tailgate. So it's been a few years since that's happened. We pulled into a parking spot, and by the grace of God and whatever, Nico Manarino and Tim Britt are in the next parking spot next to us. So they had their guitars. We put up some tents. We had some drinks. We smoked a little weed. They jammed out. And then I was like, man, this is kind of cool. You know, maybe we should do this at like a bar, or maybe we should do this, you know, somewhere else. And again, I wasn't a newer fan, but I was very still new to this. The community wasn't really the social media part of the community wasn't built yet. You know, Facebook was relatively new. Everybody was still, you know, trying to figure out social media back then. And, so 2010, that's when the band did a lot of baseball stadiums. They did a lot of odd venues that year. So they played Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio, relatively close to each other, I would say. So I said, let's go to a bar close to the venue. Let's just all go together and just grab drinks and food. Simple. No, you know, this was well before I knew this guy and before I knew Rob, and before I even realized what I was getting myself into. And we had a table of 10 of us. There was just 10 people. It was myself, Vicky Brown, a few other fans. And then that was kind of the start of it. And then in Columbus, Ohio, there was a bar near the stadium. We went there, did the same thing. And I was like, all right, well, we got something going here. And then 2012 was our first big year that I really put some effort into putting the party together, because 2011 was the caravan year. So we didn't have an Ohio date. And at the time, I wasn't traveling yet. I was fairly still staying locally to the Midwest shows. I wasn't really, you know, hopping in the car and just driving to the next show kind of thing. So 2012, we started doing the meetup at Lebo's Bar and Grill, just down the road from Cincinnati. An amazing place. I know you both have been there, and It's the owner, Dave, is just one of our good friends, and he takes care of us every year beyond what he should. So we have gone back every time, every chance we can. Obviously, there's been years where there hasn't been shows or COVID and things like that. But for the most part, we always go to Lebo's, and we're very dedicated. So from there, I just started growing to different places, reaching out to different owners. I, you know, established a game plan and stuff like that. And here we are. So for those who don't know what a meetup is basically either the day of the show or the day before a show. People just get together, whether it be off of Facebook or people you know personally that are going to the shows. And basically, you know, we'll pick a spot, we'll pick a bar. It could be either a tailgate in the lot or it could be a bar down the road. And we'll just get people to meet up, and you could socialize. People give away stuff. People exchange gifts. I mean, it's amazing how it's evolved over the years to what it is now, for sure. Because today there's so many good groups out there that are doing meetups now. And it's amazing to see what this is involved in, whether it was me that helped establish it or, you know, like I said, Tailgate Caravan does an awesome job at what they do. And I just like that now it's evolved to something where now people are looking for the information on meetups online. You know, they're like, where are the meetups? Where's the Night Zero parties? And it's neat to see that what it's involved over the years, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I think, you know, even if you're like, okay, I still need a good reason on why to go to these meetups. Like, if you really love a band, I think most people, as they grow in their love for a band, they kind of just want to know more about it, right? And that is a great place to pick up the history of the Dave Matthews Band, because we literally have fans from every stage of the band, from the beginning to just found the band. And so with that kind of span and fanship, there are people that can say, dude, I heard this then, whatever, you know. Or do you remember, you know, one day we're going to tell the story of, remember when we used to get paper ticket stubs mailed to us from the warehouse? Because that's no longer, right? But it's evolved with the 30 plus years that this band's been going on. So it's just such a great place to soak up history of the band, and so, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons, but like Ridge said, connecting with people, there's amazing giveaways, there's almost always live music. And so I think this is the perfect time to segue into, how do you find musicians? I know you mentioned that you met Nico and give me the name.
Tim Britt.
And Tim, yes. Yeah. Both in the parking lot. So that was just like meant to be. Tell us how, with the progression of planning these, like, how did you get live music to take time away from whatever they were doing to come be part of this Night Zero? And how has that like increased the people that that are coming to the parties now?
Yeah, for sure. So the first group to play was Nico Mannarino, Matt Greenlee, and Jason Burton. They were the first trio to just start jamming at Lebo's. It was unplanned. It was nothing, you know, it was nothing that we talked about. It was just they showed up. We invited Jason. He lives in Louisville, Kentucky. And he showed up. He's a percussionist. So he showed up with his drum kit. And that was the first year. And now it's involved to, you know, I met Rob in 2018, I think, is when we first officially met. I might be wrong.
Where did y'all meet?
It was at the DMB campout that I threw at Deer Creek.
Gotcha.
October of 2020. It was right before COVID. Or it might have been during COVID. Yeah, it was an interesting weekend. We had a really good day, and then the second day, Mother Nature kicked in and really let us know that winter was right around the corner. So, but with that being said, I had this crazy wild idea. I always have these crazy wild ideas. I'm like, I want to try something. So the summer of, it might have been the end of the tour in 2020, and I was like, man, I want to do like a camp out. I was like, I want to get everybody together, just like I've been doing, you know. I'm looking for new ways to expand, you know, what we're doing here. And so I know the owner of Sleepy Bear, famous Sleepy Bear campground across from Deer Creek, Park Ranger Pete. He's an amazing friend. He's been a friend of our family for a long time. So I reached out and I said, got a crazy idea. I was like, you want to charge us to come camp and we bring some bands and some food trucks and some vendors and let us sleep in there? You know, it's October. There's nothing going on. So right. He goes, why the hell not? So we right. showed up. There was about 75 campers. I was very amazed at how many people definitely put their faith in me that cold fall winter to come sleep outside for the weekend.
Yeah.
But with that being said, that was the first time that I got Rob. I believe he drove in from Jersey.
Holy shit.
And then Josh Santiago, another amazing guitar player from he currently lives in St. Louis from Chicago. He drove in as well. And then, of course, the local guys, Nico, Matt, Jason, all being close, they all came in. And we just did an acoustic weekend. It was fun. It was interesting. It was definitely an adventure. So that was the first weekend that I got Rob. That was the first time that actually Rob, Josh, Nico, and all of them have actually ever seen each other or played together. So that was kind of how that
started jamming.
And that's how it all evolved. And I said, you know what? I think we got something here. You know, they all have their own special touches and their own special ways of doing, you know, of celebrating the band that we all love, of course. So I was like, why don't we all just start doing shows and getting together? You know, Rob, of course, he'll tell you all about it. This man's been doing this stuff for a long time, you know, doing his own thing. But as far as what we do, you know, as a group, it just evolved into something great. And so we did the camp out again in May, and that was great weather. That was a very well established festival type weekend for us. So we started putting little tours together, and which I'll let Rob tell you a little bit about that stuff too. And I said, hey, you know, I was like, why don't we put a little tour together while we're out following the band around? You know, why don't we do gigs while we're watching shows?
And right.
So a few years ago we started doing that, and these guys have been amazing friends to me. And I'm like, again, I said it before, I'm very grateful that I get to be somewhat of a ringleader to this group of friends. And I call them family for sure. You know, we're well beyond friends at this point. I mean, we know too much
about each other.
Way too much. And it's all good stuff, though. That's the best part.
Yeah.
That's the best part. There's no negative, you know, mostly no negativity. And, you know, that's what I love about this group, is that most of the time it's always a good time and positive and love and all the good stuff that comes with hanging out with these good group of people. So,
yes. Well, so before I introduce Rob on Rob, we're going to let you talk because you've been sitting here for 20 minutes and have said like five words. We actually do have a third person on the show. We're gonna get to you, but here's how I want to do it. Okay, Ridge, if someone just heard everything you were saying and they were like, I've never heard of these camp things, and like, that sounds like something I'd love to get involved in, what's a way for them to start seeing that on their social feeds? Or if they're not on socials, what platform do they need to be using in order to find these events?
Well, like Rob said, I am not very tech savvy at all. So Facebook is about the best way to find all the information you need for the meetups. But fortunately, you know, with you having your podcasts and stuff like that, there's other ways now with all your links and stuff like that. I know Rob, I'm sure Rob's on other platforms as well, but I just mostly use Facebook, free advertisement, you know, and I use all the Facebook groups, every Dave group. I think I'm pretty much in all the Dave groups. So I try to share them to the main ones, the family, people in every direction. There's the tour group. I know you have your group now. So I just try to evenly distribute the links throughout those pages, just so everybody gets the information and just to let people know that they're there and you can read, you know, whether you want to come or you don't, the information's all there. I try to put as much information as I can in the descriptions of those meetups. You know, I try to find places that are usually all ages. You know, I try to find places that are friendly to all walks of life and everybody who wants to come. That way, everybody feels welcome. And that's always been my motto since day one, is I just want everybody to come have a good time with me, whether it's me or with Rob or with somebody else. Everybody there is all for the same purpose, and we're all celebrating the same thing. So I just want everybody to, I just want everybody to have a good time. Good time.
Yeah. And I'll be sharing those links. I'm trying to share as much as I can on my page. So if you found the podcast, I'll put some links in the description, whatever app you are listening to, you should be able to look below in the description to find that information. Okay. So, 24 minutes in, I we have a third person on the show. His name's Rob. He's like a silent partner in this podcast here.
I just like to listen to you. I just like to listen to y'all so I get it in.
No, it's your time to shine, baby. Time to shine.
It is your time. The guy we've been talking about. Dude, I have to say, you are probably the most named fan on my podcast in general, because you have hit this fan world, if you will, the fans of the Dave Matthews Band. You've made an impact on some people. Obviously, Tampa's not going to be your first time to shine. You've been doing it for a little while. You've got your own gig, which we're going to talk more about. But the people that have heard you love you. The people that have met you love you. So we are so honored that you are just continuing to volunteer your time and talents to this family of fans. And so who in the world are you, Rob? Where do you live? And how in the world did you meet the Dave Matthews Band?
Well, let's see.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I'm from a little place in the middle of New Jersey. I met Dave Matthews Band music maybe pretty much in the very beginning of the band. So I think the first time I saw them was in 94, I believe. It was 94. And then I just started going because I love the music so much. And then I started playing a little bit and chill guitar and...
some guitar.
I write a lot. I write a lot, but I think because I like some of the stuff that I write, none of them rarely ever hit as far as the songs that I sing from BMB.
Yeah.
So feeling wise, I think it's I put on a better show doing that.
Yeah.
This is more. It's more heartfelt, you know, and it means a lot. So
how long have you been singing Dave tunes? Like, how long has this been happening?
This is going on now. So my first gig was in 2001.
Okay.
So a little over 20 years now playing.
Wow. Guys, I have to say this because I want you to watch this interview. It would have been May 2023. Rob was on the show. He sat down with me when I was still very new to podcasting. He sat down with me in Nashville, Tennessee, and kind of gave us his backstory on how he started, what he is doing now outside of touring with the Dave Matthews Band. Like, what else are you doing in your life? Because I know that music plays a big role in who you are outside of the Dave Matthews Band, but also you've incorporated Dave Matthews into what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about the Dave Matthews experience.
I think the experience, I kind of went off on my own. I still have a band, and we have a good time playing together around here, keeping it local. They don't like to travel as much as I do, so we do a lot of shows around here. But when I went kind of solo, I wanted to create this experience because I just think it was easier for me to go anywhere, you know, kind of solo and travel light,
mm-hmm.
or as light as we can. And then I wanted to make it this thing where it was reachable, you know, it was something where, I like that. We had a good time. Let's go talk to me after the show. We can talk. And I like, you know, you go see a band and there's a million people and then the band's gone and it all comes and goes quick. Now it's more of boom, here's all this music, but now afterwards we're all going to hang out together.
Yeah.
And then we can, you know, talk about, you know, some stories and have a, you know, have a, share a pint, you know what I mean?
And, yeah.
And it would all be a good time. And so that's like the experience. And then like it just grew. You know, I'm doing about 100 shows a year. Seems to be about the average. You know, give or take 7 or 8.
But that's a lot.
Right around that number. Yeah. You know,
a good number.
Yeah, you know, so it's been really good. And then when Ridge, you know, reached out to me and let me join Ridge's camp, it was awesome because that was the thing. It was like, you know, I have a presence here on the East Coast, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I made $4 yesterday. That was exciting.
Where are you not out shopping?
He opened me up to this whole new world. I'm a Midwest fan and et cetera. And then, you know, kind of jumped in with him and, you know, the Telly Caravan as well. Those guys, as Rich mentioned before, always have had great things going on and some charity events that we got into. And it kind of just, you know, opened me up to a bigger, broader audience. And you know, I'm very grateful for everybody to help me kind of push this thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some ways if people want to see you, you know, perform, if say someone's listening to this in their New Jersey, what are some ways people could come see you or check out where you're going to be?
Yeah. So I have a website. It's called ramasina.org. It has all the tour dates on there, from everything from New Jersey shows to everywhere else that we're going to be all summer. So that's probably good. And then Facebook also, I post everything on a page called the Rob Messina Dave Matthews Experience. It has stuff on there.
Awesome.
As well. Sometimes I learn how to use it just in time to post before the show.
But you're doing it. But you're doing
you're
it.
You're not doing nothing.
That's all that matters.
I'll
that's
be over
all
here.
That matters. You did it, and it doesn't matter how it got done, but you did it. Yay! You got to count those wins in life, right?
That's right.
It's the little small things that add up. Well, guys, we've said all of this 30 minutes worth, and I know we're like baiting you. We're like, okay.
We can keep going.
How long before they actually tell me the details that I want to know about Tampa? Well, I'm glad that you've asked because we got about 30 more minutes. No, no. Okay. So let's talk about it. So opening of the US tour, Tampa, Florida. I've never been to Tampa before. Have you guys?
I've been one time, 2014, I think it was.
Yeah.
I waited in line all day for the rail. I was in front of Boyd actually, but it was the only time that I ever waited in the line all day.
It was hot,
stormed all day. We were soaked, but the experience was amazing for the one time or one time I've been up on the rail. So I like a little wiggle room. I like to be towards the back and dance a little bit.
That is where you will find me from now on. If I'm in the pit, I am in the dead center back. That is where I like it. There is room. I can see Dave. I can see everybody. And also no one is in my back trying to push me or put my, I don't like that. Yes. Tampa, Florida is the place. And so you have reached out. Of course, you said you reached out, you made some contacts. And so tell everyone that's listening and or watching this, and you can watch this on YouTube if you did not know this. If you're listening to this, it's on YouTube under the Space Between Podcasts. So tell everyone where we're meeting up, when we're meeting up, and what are the plans for this Night Zero that's coming up?
Yeah, awesome. So Night Zero, the tour kickoff party, if you can make it into town early, I absolutely would recommend it. It's going to be Monday. Monday, May 21st. Or I'm sorry, Tuesday. Ooh, Tuesday, May 21st.
I was like, what? Oh shit! I'm like,
I'm like, oh no, no. So, the medicine's kicking in a little bit. Sorry.
Happy 420.
Happy 420. All right.
We're gonna send you to the wrong location on the wrong day.
I won't do
look
that.
For thing, look for the poster. Look for the poster. It's right.
Look for the alligator.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yes. So anyways, on May 21st at Eastside Lounge. It's 7924 East Broadway Avenue in Tampa. It's 2 miles south of the venue, directly south, off a little side street. I reached out to an owner, a very awesome, awesome lady, local Florida owner. She's been around a while, and she's been in the bar business a while, and her husband picked this place up about 15 years ago, and it's everything I wanted when it came to finding a bar for a night zero party. It's a divey Florida bar, and if we're gonna do a party in Florida, we got to do it at a Florida bar, and
for sure.
And this is gonna be a cool space. We have the entire outdoor patio, which the outdoor patio is just a vibe itself. I mean, it's got palm trees and tiki bars, and there's a river canal type, you know, water running behind it, and it's got an outdoor bar and lots of different seating areas and cool little areas to hang out. And of course, a nice stage area where, you know, obviously Rob will be performing. So with that being said, we have the entire outdoor patio. So it's reserved. It's not reserved, but we'll have the entire outdoor area to ourselves. And I would say get there early because it starts at 5 o'clock. But I would say by 7 o'clock, I would say that it's going to be, pretty full out on the patio by then. And but the good thing is there's free parking. There's no cover. It is a 21 and up event for the inside of the bar. I'm positive that kids will be allowed outside because they are serving food and everything. You can reach out to me personally if you are bringing kids and you need some more information on that. I'll make sure 100% that I get an answer for you. But for the most part, this is a 21 and older event. This bar does allow tobacco smoking inside, which I've wanted to say that on here and, of course, on the Facebook page, just so you know, people are aware of the situation. And but she's been really cool. She's going to work with us and she's going to keep the doors open and try to accommodate everybody the best it can. But it's a neat place. It's definitely a cool vibe, and it's going to be an awesome place to celebrate Night Zero for sure. So
absolutely.
Rob's going to play two sets. Rob Messina is going to be our live entertainment. There he is. So
I'm always grateful
for Rob. He's always down to go on these crazy rides with me. And so we're going to start this crazy ride right here in Tampa. So he'll go on around 7 o'clock, depending on the crowd, depending on the vibes, but 7:30 about when he'll start, and he'll do two sets. So whether you get there,
I don't want to miss the opening song because it'll be the first song of the tour.
That's official.
Get there in time.
Get there early. Get there early because, you know, before the music is really a great time to talk, right? Because the music starts, it's obviously harder to talk, but then also you're going to want to be watching Rob. So, you know, get there early. We'll all be there to greet you. So I promise you won't be the first person there because I know that that's a weird situation, especially in a city that you don't know, in a place you don't know, to show up and not know anybody is already a huge hurdle. So, hopefully we'll be some familiar faces to you. Of course, again, if you watch this on YouTube, you'll be able to see what all three of us look like. That way, when you get there, you're like, burp, burp, burp. Okay, yeah, I know those, like, are the people. And you can come on up to us, right? Like, I know that Ridge loves to go around just to meet everyone. Where did everyone travel from? Do you have any cool stories? And that's exactly what I'll be doing too.
Here's the bracelet.
Here's a bracelet, right? Lots of giveaway stuff. But that'll be my focus there. Of course, I'm there to enjoy Rob. I'll be focused when he's singing. But the rest of the time, I really do want to talk with others to see, again, where did you travel from? What does your Dave journey look like? Did you just meet the band? And if you did, I have so many things I want to tell you. And then, have you been following this band for 20 years? Have you been following this band for 30 years? Whatever whatever your level is, I would love to hear your story, because everyone has found this band in different ways. Every single person has a different story. And I talk to a lot of people online, you know, how do you get on my show? You get on my show just by saying, hey, I'd like to share my journey, or I might reach out to you. But I've had a lot of people say, well, I don't have a story. And I'm here to say you do. It may not be, you know, I think sometimes we listen to other people's stories and we go, oh shit, I don't have a story unless I've been to 100 shows. But no. I always say you can be the biggest fan and have never been to a show. There is no description of what a Dave Matthews Band fan looks like. So don't let that be the hang up. I know that it can be one of those things that stick out, but listen, everyone is welcome to this party. We invite you. We encourage you. Definitely come up to us. We'll come up to you. We want this to be a comfortable space. And so I think it will be. The music's going to be great. The drinks, I know you said there's going to be food, and they probably have a website that you could go on to look at, you know, maybe if there's a special diet. I don't know all the situations, but there's bound to be a website, right?
Yeah. So it's actually a pop-up kitchen. So it'll be, the menu is going to be put together a few weeks before the event. But I was actually there about a month ago. I went down and visited.
Do they have pigs in a blanket in Florida? That's my favorite.
Oh man, I don't know, but we can make it happen.
I can bring some from Arkansas. I don't know. Go ahead, brother.
I mean, that
can, woo pig.
I mean, that definition can go a couple ways, Rob. So I don't know what you know.
Well, you know what?
Oh, that's true.
It's very true. And to be honest with you, this year I'm going to be single on tour, so why not?
Hey, why not? Hey, this is a great place to meet single people that love Dave music. I mean, there's the single scene. Obviously, there's an everything scene at a Dave Matthews Band concert. There is not a set description of a fan. I can't say that enough times. It is so broad.
Right. And if you know people that happened to like fellas in black t-shirts, I know a guy.
I do too.
Let's talk about that black t-shirt. What kind of, I like your black.
We make a great team.
I want to talk about your t-shirt, Rob, because, you know, I feel like it's a special t-shirt. What you got a space between podcast shirt on. And guys, if you want your own, I now have an Etsy store, which is so cool to be selling merch, I guess. You know, that's pretty cool. I'm a little bit cooler in my kids' eyes now. So, you know, because kids love merch. That is like, my daughter's a total Swiftie and Olivia Rodrigo and all of the things. And like, they love merch, right? So merch is a big deal. So get your t-shirt. I make no dollars on it. You're paying literally for the cost of the shirt and sending it to you. But I'd love your support. If you love The Space Between, definitely get a shirt on my Etsy page. Okay, so East Side Lounge, May 21st, Tampa, Florida. If you're watching this on YouTube, I am going to show the poster. This is what it looks like. You'll be able to find this on social media. This is what the event looks like. Tell us a little bit about this poster briefly. First of all, it's amazing.
Yeah. So I'll give credit where credit is due. Matt Greenlee, he is one of the guitar players in So Peachy. And that dude is putting together some awesome, awesome prints. So we just started working about a month ago. I said, man, can you make me a poster for Florida? And he goes, absolutely. And he goes, what do you want on it? And I go, well, an alligator. Well, then that appeared. So I was like, all right, this is a pretty awesome poster.
It's so good.
And then he started, and then he did a couple more for me that I'm going to release here. Actually, we can talk about, obviously, if you want to, but the other meetups that we're doing, I have a few prints too.
I'm
going to
make people come back and listen to another episode, and we'll talk about those then, right? We'll just keep reeling people back, right? Yeah, we'll just keep doing that. But yeah, this is not your last party to be throwing in the 2024 US tour. So definitely, Ridge and Rob are two people that you should watch on social media. They're always very active in the community. They are definitely those party throwers, party planners, party everything. But really, it is just a great meetup, a time to reflect and talk about our journey with this band that we love so much, of course, the Dave Matthews Band. And so, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. But before I end this, I'm gonna make you suffer just a little bit. But maybe instead of suffer, it's going to be like you get a crown and you get to be this amazing fan, because we are going to do Dave Matthews Band trivia right now. I want to dig into your brains to see what your knowledge is. Now, this is not going to dictate the level of fan you are, because, you know, maybe some of this is just overkill in the fan world, but I dig trivia. Like, I don't know about your area, but probably everybody's areas. You have like those pop-up events where it's like trivia from the 2000s or like, you know, maybe about a special show or whatever. I love trivia. And that's literally how this podcast started, was I started a Dave Matthews Band trivia and it grew. And then I was like, okay, this, you know, kind of went into my story of how I had my first little audience, if you will, I guess that would be kind of how I explain it. So guys, you didn't even get a choice. So I'm glad that you stayed connected and that you didn't hang up on me. Thank you. I appreciate it. These are not going to be hard. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the question. That way the listeners and or watchers can have some time to digest the question as well before we answer. Now, I do want to make a blanket clause before I put out these facts about the Dave Matthews Band. Everything that you're about to hear has been taken from the internet or from another fan. There is no way that I can fact check this appropriately because I, again, have never sat down with the band to do so. So this is probably Wikipedia knowledge. And if I'm wrong, I have something that I want you to do. This is going to be like the last ad, guys, but like this is so much fun. I was trying to think of some ways to make Season 5, which starts May 1st for The Space Between, literally my 100th episode, which I can't even, it's mind-blowing. But I got this thing called a Google voicemail. It's very technology, but also it's very old school, because here's how you access it. You can pick up any phone. I don't care if it is a rotary phone. It doesn't matter. I don't know if you have enough quarters for this number because it's a local number, but it doesn't come straight to me. So I want to take that worry right out of you, because calling a stranger could be scary. You're going to pick up your phone. You're going to dial this number. It's going to go straight to a voicemail. It's so easy, but it says, this is The Space Between podcast voicemail. Thanks for leaving your blah, 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 blah. Now, what I do with those, I'm going to sprinkle through season 5 episodes. There have been some amazing voicemails talking about how this band continues to change lives. And just even funny things, like you'll never guess what happened to me at a Dave Matthews Band concert. Like there's so many great voicemails. I can't wait to introduce those to you in season 5. So that number, if I get any of this trivia wrong, call me out on it. I love to be called out on in a nice way, 479-259-1630. That's 479-259-1630. Again, that doesn't come straight to me, so there's no worry there. Okay, guys, so here we go. DMB trivia. And again, if I get this wrong, you can correct me, but I think that these are right. I think I have faith in these. Okay, here we go. The anticipation.
You're going to mop the floor with me, my man.
Oh my God. I know. It's like, which one do I want to be
turn
first?
Turn my brain on here.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay. Oh, I like this. Ooh, do we want to start fairly easy? Is that important? I think maybe we'll get more complicated with time. Okay. Okay. Let's start. We'll start for the listeners.
For the people.
For the people. Such a nerd. Okay. For the people of the Dave Matthews Band. Okay. What is the fan group or association called for the Dave Matthews Band? Ding, ding, ding.
The Warehouse.
Ding, 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 Incorrect. The Warehouse is the fan group. You can pay $30 or something like that to be a member. That gets you a lot of different things and a lot of different opportunities to get things. And so I like to say opportunities because it's not a said deal, but it's $30, you know, it's $30. And you do get like a free prize. I spent $30 on Taco Bell before. Okay. So $30 for the band is not that bad.
No, not at all. I did that last night and it was only me. And it seemed like it was so cheap. And then when I got this bag, it was $31. And the bag was like this. And I said, I don't even want that to have that stuff, but it's so cheap. I just kept saying stuff. You know?
Was it stuff that would be good later? Like, you know, tacos are almost not good left over.
No, it was a terrible idea.
But oh, shit. You know, lesson learned? Like I don't know.
Yeah. I hope so.
I've never learned a lesson from Taco Bell. I mean, actually, if you want me to be real, I don't like diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lesson I've learned, but yet I keep going back for more. What does that say about my character? I like pain and punishment. I don't know what that says about me. Don't know. Okay, here we go. Dave Matthews was raised as part of what religious denomination? This might be borderline creepy, but also this is just history. Quaker, that's right.
So Dave Matthews, I just heard that.
Yeah, no, I think that might be fairly common thing if you dig into his past and like who is this dude? Because often you'll hear, you know, he's from South Africa, and so his beginnings were a little different than most of the members of the band because he's not he was not born in the United States. But so yeah, he was raised Quaker. So there's one you can put away in your brain for probably never, but there you go. Okay, let's see. Ooh, in 2007, in what television series did Dave Matthews guest star on?
Ooh, I know that too. Rich, you want to go on that one?
It's right here. I know what it is, but I don't watch much TV, so I know it's something to do with a doctor, right?
Yeah. House,
right?
That's
right.
Okay.
He did such a great job. House is one of those shows.
Was he doing the piano?
He was like a, what is that word? Like a Savion, like a, oh shit, that's not right. Savant. Oh, that was very close. Yeah. That was right there.
Very nice.
I don't even know how I know that. It was about Dave Matthews, though. So. All right. Can you play the piano?
Rich can do anything in the planet all at once.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever I can put my mind to, right? Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean,
you need me to slam dunk that ball? Done.
Yeah.
Hold on, watch I need this. To smoke a ball.
Yeah.
And that's when we end up in the ER.
Yeah. Yeah. Or in bed the whole next day because your body is just like, what the fuck did you just do to me?
Yes. Welcome to your 40s or whatever. I don't know how old you guys are, but welcome to body pain. Okay, let's see. Oh, easy. Okay. Who did Dave Matthews marry in the year 2000? Do you know her name?
Well, I know it's Ashley.
It is Ashley. Very good. Ashley Harper, I believe, is her name. Hey, here's a great one, man. This one's just, you know, more about the band specific. Okay. What year did the listener supported concert / recording happen? Do you know when that was?
It's all you, Rob. That's all you, baby.
I was there. It was right up the street from my house. It was actually I don't know when they released it, but the show was in 99, and I remember it because it was on 9/11.
It was 9/11/99. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the American Airlines Arena. Yeah. I mean,
that's an awesome show to listen to.
That is. And I think, you know, if you're listening to this and you're a new fan, I say really dig into the past of the band. That's a great album. You can find it on YouTube. You can watch it. You can listen to it, but it's really a great one to go back to. And I think that this band, if you watch the progression, man, they're so great, right? There's no words. I'm just like, damn. Yeah. I mean, 30 years of this is crazy.
It wasn't crazy, that's for sure.
Okay, let's do a few more.
Yeah. I would have never thought that I would, you know, this would be the band that I follow for my entire life, you know?
Yeah. Because
I was a 311. I was a 311 fan in the early 2000s, living in South Florida. I was a 311 kind of music. You know, I was listening to them. And then I went to my first show in 2003 and I heard Two Step for the first time in the encore. I think it was close to the encore. It was towards the end of the show. And that venue in West Palm, those people were going just fucking ape shit. And I, right there, I got hooked. I was like, this is awesome shit. And that's what got me right there.
I love the origin story. Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you some lyrics. This is typically a little bit harder because we're looking at it from a different way. And I think if we hear lyrics sometimes out of tune, I don't know if it's not being sang or if it doesn't have music to it, it's often harder to place those. You're like, okay, I know I've heard those words, but what song is it? And that kind of really racks your brain. So I'm going to give you some song lyrics and I'm going to say it very monotone and straight. That way it's going to make it just a little bit more difficult for you to know. Okay. Here we go. All of the captain's cards are kings.
That's you, Rob.
What was that, Rob?
It's Long That Jane Likes.
The song that Jane likes. That's right. And
you should smoke me in this right here.
If you're a podcast listener, be sure to check out, there's a podcast called The Pod That Jane Likes, and it is a different Dave Matthews Band podcast. So if you like podcasts, be sure to check them out. Okay, so let's see. More lyrics. She comes to me. I watch her drink. I watch her comb her hair. I'm going to say that one more time for the listeners. She comes to me. I watch her drink. I watch her comb her hair.
Is that recently?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Did you just see me sitting here jamming it in my head for a minute? I'm like, let me put this together. I'm winning this one.
Yeah, look at you. We're going to do one more and we're going to continue with the song lyrics. I think it's a fun way to look at the songs. Okay, last one. And this is honestly like one song that anytime I hear it, no matter my mood, it can pump me up because it's so fucking good. And a lot of people want to kind of hate on the album that this song came off of. But I love it so much. So here we go. Here's the lyrics. See if you can guess the song. I'm going crazy and it's all because of you. It's all because of you. I'm going under over you. This time now is so alive.
My favorite song, right? So right.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. It sounds so weird having to say them like that, you know, without like trying to say it in the tone or whatever of the song. Yeah. So
speaking of that tune too, man, Ridge is one of my favorite things. And Renee, you were there as well. I remember at Riverbend, we were all on the lawn and they were playing So Right. Took me a video of it.
Yeah.
I saw it online. And it was just all of us just dancing in this big pile. And right then and there, it's like it never gets more perfect than right then. You know?
That was right. Somebody had a selfie stick or whatever it was, and they had it up in the air or something, some kind of panoramic, some kind of fancy technology that somebody had, and that was an awesome video. I'm gonna have to find that video and we'll have to share it.
Share that with me so that our listeners can like go back and check out The Space Between. If you find it, I'll post it. And I love those videos of the crowd. And that's often a lot of the videos I have in my phone are pans of the crowd, because you can almost look at those videos and feel the energy and the emotion that of the people. They're just losing their mind. And I think that's so important to remember, that it's important to have those moments, because all of us got that shit waiting for us, right? Like that job we got to go back to. Even if you love your job, like all the shit you got to go back to. And this is 2 hours of being able to drop all that shit and just, you know, listen to some great music with some great people. So I love those moments. I love remembering those moments. So yeah, be sure to find that.
I wish that, maybe it's just a dream of mine, but I wish that they showed things like that on the news every day.
Hello, you know? Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of all the poison that we see, you know, but that's what there's a lot of that in the world that goes unseen, you know?
Oh, that's right. It's funny that you say that because I say this on almost every show. So thanks for like giving me an amen before I say it. But like it is, you turn on the news, it's a lot of negativity. It's a lot of violence. It's a lot of hate. It's a lot of crime. It's overwhelming sometimes. And we can find ourselves going down that dark hole towards depression because we feel like there's no hope in the world and there's no good in the world. But what I try to do on a regular basis on this show and what this show is about is that good people still exist and good things are still happening and there is love still in this world. And so hopefully this show can continue to be a spotlight that good things are happening. And I account so much of this to, you know, obviously people with good hearts and with good intentions, and no, none of us are perfect and we all have our shit and our baggage and all this stuff, but we can come together and we're okay with that, right? We're just okay with hanging out and loving on others. And so, you know, I hope that the show can continue to be a platform for that message. So thank you, Rob, for kind of backing me up before I even said it. Well, guys, thank you so much for being a part of this. Again, you know, happy 420. I hope that even if you're not, you know, partaking in the beautiful herb of marijuana, promise me that you'll do one thing, is just to stay open-minded to those that do it and that find their freedom, their pain relief, their way out of depression, their way out of suicidal thoughts. Be open-minded to that is what helped them get through that. And we have to be okay with it, even if it's not for you. We have to understand that not everything is for everyone. And so just stay open-minded about that. And happy 420, everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy 420. And can I leave off?
Yeah, just you can do whatever you want. So,
it's a good 420 story. You know, because I love Ridge and I have a million Ridge stories and I just want to tell, you know. So, but Ridge has this, out of all the people I've ever met anywhere on the planet, Ridge has this smile that is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And but he has this way of getting you really high, right? And then, but with this kindness on his face, just keeps you this grin of like, have a time, you know? So I remember when the first time I felt victim to this, because I was the victim. He got me really high, and then I had to go on stage and play right then and there. And so afterwards, I knew in my head that I think the song was actually Crash that I was playing, but I remember getting to the next verse, but I think I kept singing the same verse over and over again. I go, Riz, I think that's where I was thinking the same thing. It just didn't make sense. He's like, and then that same grin again. that's my little Riz.
That's awesome. He just sang this. So you noticed that he did it. You noticed that he kept repeating himself.
I mean, it was an acoustic song. I mean, it was a silent night. But it's all in good fun. You know, we're all still celebrating the music of the band we all love. So, you know, whether you fuck up or you play it perfect, you're doing it better than I am.
Even the Dave Matthews Band says, smoke my mind, right? Yeah.
You're doing it way better than I am. So.
Well, guys, thanks so much for being on the show, guys. Happy 420. And be sure to stay tuned. Next week, we are getting very close to season 5 of The Space Between, which we're going to change gears. We're doing things a little different. I have a new opening video that is dynamite. I cannot wait to show everyone. So be sure to stay tuned and connect on all the socials. And if you're interested in sharing your Dave journey with The Space Between, it's just as simple as reaching out. You can call that Google voicemail, 479-259-1630. You can message me on any of the socials. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're on everything. So guys, until the next time. Yeah, Ridge, what you got?
I just want to say I'm very grateful and fortunate that you picked me to be on this episode 420 and to talk about all the things we love and I appreciate, again, I appreciate everybody in the DMV community, and I can't wait to see everybody this summer. So real excited. I'm ready.
It's going to be awesome, guys. Yeah, be sure to check out all of those events. Guys, until next time, peace, love, and Dave Matthews Band.